university, and there's a lot more I could say about him, but over to you, James.
Thanks. So first, I just want to apologise. I've not been able to prepare quite as much as I would have liked when you found out I was doing that this afternoon. But there we go. So I'm going to try and make the case for free education. I feel that itself isn't that necessary in this room, but I think some of the arguments are worth restating. So I think actually not only has the idea of free education not only have we moved a long way away from that, we've also began to move away from the questions, asking the questions to which free education is the right answer. And I think we've started to see in contemporary Britain see education in a very different way, but much, much more about the individual in quite a negative way. So I think that you can see education primarily, I guess there's two ways of thinking about it, in terms of preparing the individual for society as it currently is, which obviously has a place and is obviously important. But then I think there's a more radical notion of education, a more transformative notion, where you're preparing people as a collective, as a class, to not be well-suited for society that stands, but to be profoundly disruptive towards it. And I think that's the kind of education that we really need to be looking towards. So free education, there's a big demonstration today on the streets of London in favour of it, so that's primarily why I want to bring it up here. But the argument for education can often be made in very individual-centred reasons, which are valid to a certain extent, and they are important. But free education is not important simply because students shouldn't be lumbered with debt for the rest of their lives, or because the price tag on education can put people off, although both of those are incredibly valid reasons. It's more important because it, once that consumer relationship has begun, before you even set foot onto campus, it transforms the entire relationship that individual has with education and with their institutions in a profoundly negative way. So I want to talk about three things about that in terms of the market for admissions, the market for funding, which are separate largely, and curriculum development and pedagogy to a certain extent. So as it currently stands, universities, and in a similar way to secondary schools as well, compete with one another. And this idea of individual choice is being pushed throughout society in places where it really shouldn't be, in education, in healthcare, etc. And it's based on the neoliberal idea that we make decisions, we buy into something, if we decide we don't like it, then we don't buy it again, and that institution then goes out of business. History has shown this is quite flawed in many, many areas. And the market, frankly, just isn't an efficient way of distributing resources. But in all areas, education is surely the worst, because people don't go to university, decide they don't like it, leave, go to another one, decide that's not for them either, go to another one, because by that point they've accumulated £30,000 of debt. And so you don't really have that choice. But more importantly, it means that we're unable to push institutions into doing certain things that are good for society, which is where the funding comes in. At the moment, institutions compete for funding with one another, both in terms of missions, but more importantly in terms of their research funding. And there, the imposition that market puts in the institutions means that instead of being able to create a self-critical and inquisitive student body, it's much more about being able to fit with the needs of big business, which is obviously bad. And then, so what I think we need to move towards is a conception of education that isn't a move beyond just the sort of the individualistic consumerist idea that education should not be a barrier and it should fees shouldn't be a barrier to education, and that the education that we pay for or that is funded, whether progressively or individually, should be value for money and prepare the individual for the workplace. Instead, it should be about transforming society. And this is where I think the critical notion of democratic education applies. And this applies in higher education, but also in secondary and potentially even primary education. And this is about developing self-confidence in people in a way that isn't biased towards the middle classes in the way that formal education currently is. It's about people being able to speak on their own terms, using their own language, and have genuine power over their the environments around them. And at the moment, that is totally lacking. And I think that and while that is based on an idea of cooperation, it's also inherently about conflict, and that's conflict in a positive sense, not in a negative sense, because I think that it's all too easy to imagine that there isn't that education isn't a process of conflict, but I think it is, and I think that whether that's through curriculum or whether that's through institutional power or broader kind of funding macroeconomic systems, there is a conflict ongoing where working class children and then working class students are on the losing end. There are institutional biases against them, there are language biases, and there are lack of unfair distribution of culture and economic capital by the age of like maybe 2 or 3 that then prevents an equal attainment in educational qualifications. Sorry, I feel like I'm completely rambling here. So I suppose the key point I'm trying to make is we should be fighting for an education system that is not simply beneficial to individual working class students, although obviously that is important. We should also be empowering students and giving them the skills to operate as a collective and to be genuinely empowered in making decisions that affect not just themselves but their community and their local environment. And I think that schools and universities are very well placed to do that. And I think the experience that you take away from being involved in democratic decision making is so, so powerful, and it's so, so disruptive to a society which is increasingly undemocratic. I think that potentially it goes a huge amount of way dealing with the initial inequality in education, which is that kind of that poverty and inequality in resources, and I suppose a class society. Sorry, I feel I rambled a lot, but I'll leave it at that.
No, fine. Thank you very much.